Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
Studio's brimming with dads this evening on Father's Day tonight. Mark Hadley, our TV critic, he's back with his take on the new Aussie show called Upper Middle Bogan on the ABC. My producer Kate loves this show and made this special request, so we always do what she says.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Welcome
couldn't
back.
Be on otherwise.
Have you had a good Father's Day?
Oh, mate, it's been brilliant. In fact, to be honest, I've actually the entire family with me here. outside listening.
Have you been given the royal treatment?
I would like to say that as much as I could hope for.
What does that answer mean?
It's because I don't encourage my four-year-old to make a cup of tea for me because I could be scalded.
Yeah, that's right. It's just occupational health.
I don't want to be woken up like that.
Health and safety. It's great to see you. Yeah. Okay, Upper Middle Bogan. Does the name explain the show?
I think the name says a lot about the show. Yes. Okay, so basically it's an ABC show. You can find it on Thursday nights on the ABC. And it's a comedy. It's got a few of the usual suspects. It's got Glenn Robbins in it and a couple of other sort of great Australian names. And it's really about the clash of class in Australia. Yeah. Now, I know this is just not a... I mean, I'll give you a quick sketch and then I'll tell you why I think people are going to find this a bit strange. Basically, a doctor called Bess Denyer finds out when her mother sort of has a bit of a turn and ends up in hospital that she doesn't have the same blood type as her mum. And then, of course, that leads to some questions. Why wouldn't I have the same blood type? And then all of a sudden she realises I'm adopted. Her mother's never told her. She's 38. She's a doctor herself. And she this suddenly makes so much sense to her about her entire life feeling out of place and so forth. So off she goes to meet her birth parents, who turn out to be the Wheeler family, who run a drag racing company in the western suburbs of Melbourne. And so you have this sort of tension between this upper middle class family of an architect and doctor and their children going to private school, and her finding out about her drag racing family, you know, in the west. Yeah. and you know, Mum Denyer, who's, you know, sort of like, you know, the real upper class sort of crust, so to speak. Now, the reason why this is funny is not why you would think, okay? Because normally, look, when I tuned into a program like this, I thought to myself, I'm going to watch Kath and Kim. That's what it is.
Yes,
I'm going to sit down,
yes,
and I'm going to laugh. Upper Middle Bogan. What would you expect? Yep. I'm going to laugh at the Bogans, okay? Which is a funny term in Australia because it's, look, there's a word that we don't say in America that starts with N.
Yes.
And I think everybody knows what I'm talking about. But weirdly about that word, Black Americans can use it of each other and it not be offensive.
Okay.
And yet if somebody else uses it of them, it can be very
terrible,
offensive.
Yeah.
Bogan is a kind of a funny word like that. You know, that, you know, you can muck around with people who live in the West. I live in the Northwest, you know, you can call each other Bogans or things like that. But lo and behold, if somebody from, say, the eastern suburbs of Sydney or some other, you know, those sort of things come over and calls you a bogan, well, then the hackles are up, you know.
I once heard a minister.
The fighting words.
Yeah, so, who yeah. started a church, said, it came from the eastern suburbs. He said, I come from the eastern suburbs. Everyone kind of west of Parramatta. I just consider them all bogans. How dare you?
How do you get to make friends around
it's
here,
the
mate?
Classic, I know. Yeah, welcome.
And the funny thing is that though we in Australia consider ourselves to live in a very egalitarian society, we don't believe we're in a class society. The thing is, when you start watching a program like Upper Middle Bogan, you realise we do. Now, no one likes to talk about class. We all use terms like tribe or region I come from or my culture or my subculture or all that sort of stuff. But the truth is, when all of your decisions are defined very much on the basis of how big your wallet is, yeah, you've got one family, you're choosing to send their kids to private school, and it's a great big dilemma as to whether or not they will, you know, will it morally hurt their son if he, or socially hurt their son if he undergoes tutoring, and you've got another family just wondering whether or not they can afford tutoring,
yep,
then you know we're living in a class society. I mean, Hugh Mackay actually said in a particular article I was reading up about this, that 20%, the upper 20% of Australia earn an average of about $225,000 a year, oh, and the lower 20% earn about $22,000. You know, now,
wow,
you can't look at stratifications like that and say, well, yes, this is all, everyone is free and equal to make, it's not about choice in Australia. Some people just don't have the flexibility to make a choice. So when you come to a series like this, you're all gunning, you're ready. A lot of people tune in, they go, okay, now I'm going to laugh at the Bogans. We did it with Kath and Kim,
yes,
we're going to do that. No. This is a comedy about laughing at the upper class trying to come to terms with the fact that they are making different decisions to these people in the West.
What a clever idea.
It is very clever.
The ABC took quite a risk putting it on Thursday, one of the lowest rating nights of the week, But it's worked well for them? What's the audience reaction?
Look, the audience reaction is really good and building, and it is compulsive television. Look, honestly, I'll tell you that when you... This is one of those rare programs that when you finish watching one episode, you're going, oh, I wish we were behind on the DVR so I could find another episode and play it straight away. Okay, yeah. You know, it's really compulsive television. Now, I've got to say, a bit of warning.
Yep.
It is dealing with different class and culture. Okay, so some people, when they're dealing with anger issues, they're swearing. When other people are dealing with anger issues, they're sitting down and say, let's reason this out. What is it that's sort of bringing to bear? It's causing this sort of problem. The thing that I find interesting as a Christian is that though we live in a society where we will come up with different solutions depending on where we come from,
yeah,
we all share the same problems. So here we've got parents, both sides of the tracks, who are sitting there going, why, my child is struggling. How am I going? What am I going to do? Now, you might come up with different solutions because your pay packet's a different size. But the truth is, we want our children to do well, and we're seeking to do that. We look at our family future, and we say, gosh, what's going to happen to them? All that sort of stuff. So some people say, okay, I'm going to put their name down at a private school. Another family says, I'm going to start buying scratchies. You know, I mean, and it's a solution that comes from your culture.
A reality, yeah.
Yeah, but the truth is, we're sitting there all recognizing the same thing. I can't control the future. I don't know what I'm going to do. Now, as a Christian, I want to sit there and say, oh, you know, the answer actually is remarkably similar. You know, with God, I get to say the future, not a worry. I don't mean to say that nothing bad ever happens, but it's not in my hands to worry about it. I'm going to be guided through it. When I watch a program like this, you know, Upper Middle Bogan, I'm reminded that just because you own a 2-litre turbocharged, you know, BMW four-wheel drive, doesn't mean your life is simple. You know, in fact, it doesn't mean that you actually have any better idea of how to navigate this maze we are stuck in than I do, you know, driving my beat-up Ford. You know, so it's the same sort of thing. And I sort of think, like, when you get to have a program like this and watch it, not only do you have a good time in the ABC, but you have a little bit of your hubris, a little bit of your pride pricked, you know, and then you start to remember, you know, we are all trying to work it out together.
What a thoughtful bloke you are, as always, Mark Hadley. Speaking of the ABC, I'm loving the hamster wheel and Gruen Nation. Very funny, but very piercing.
I'm a big fan of Gruen Nation. Yeah. I think those guys are great. If only we could get Will Anderson to say less. You know, that would actually be helpful. We could listen to the other guys.
Mark Hadley, love your work. Thank you so much indeed for joining us.
Pleasure as always.
See you soon.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.